I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This week features Groundhog Day, and they celebrate it with a big shindig at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek. We'll tell you more right after this. French Creek Freddy is West Virginia's own weather prognosticator, and this week will emerge from his den in Upshur County to give us a look at the next 6 weeks' weather. Tyler Evans is manager of the Wildlife Center for the West Virginia DNR.
He's actually been right more often than he's been wrong, but last year he was wrong. So he predicted that the winter would go on, and March ended up being pretty mild, actually, but I'm perfectly fine with him being wrong when it results in an early spring.
Freddy comes out to great fanfare around 10 in the morning of February 2nd.
This is the 40th celebration of Groundhog Day. This year we'll have free refreshments. We'll have a band. Any corner, they're here just about every year, it seems. They have their own French Creek Freddy song. At 10 o'clock, French Creek Freddy will make his prediction. We'll have our fifth annual woodchucking contest, which is essentially a play on words. It gives people an opportunity to have some friendly competition and essentially chuck blocks of wood at a target.
Now, just in case Freddy needs assistance, the National Weather Service has folks on standby.
Our facility here is actually an official weather station for the National Weather Service. So we have French Creek Freddy making his prediction, and then we're kind of backing him up in a way by having the high-tech instruments that are also recording precipitation, temperatures, things of that nature.
The tradition of relying on the groundhog to predict the weather dates back to Germany, but it wasn't always a groundhog.
Over across the pond, they would use a hedgehog or a badger or something of that sort to help predict how severe the remaining winter would be. And then as they started to migrate over to the New World, they realized that hedgehogs and badgers weren't as common, and groundhogs were. So the groundhog ended up being the new tool to prognosticate the weather.
And yeah, Freddy is a hibernator.
The groundhog is actually the only animal we have here at the Wildlife Center that hibernates each year. We do have black bears, but they do stay active through the winter. But our groundhogs do hibernate. They typically go into hibernation around November, sometime in November, and they'll stay in for a few months. And essentially at that time, their heart rate will decrease, and they'll essentially go into a dormant state, and their respirations will essentially decrease to a point where they're barely breathing, but they will come out, and essentially they'll live off their fat reserves during that time frame. And when they come out, typically around Groundhog Day, they'll be ready for the spring.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.